Okay, I'll call the meeting to order at 9:03. I've got on my computer, and today's discussion or agenda is basically to talk about the budget, get some finalization hopefully today. And I saw, Kathy, you had sent out the latest with the updates, and then also a column. Can you describe the column that's in blue?
Okay. I did put a column in there that is the amount of funds that are different from what we actually expended in 2020. So obviously, if it's a positive number, we're looking for a budget line item of more than what we spent. And if it's got the parentheses around it, it's a negative, so we're looking for less than what we actually spent for numerous reasons, obviously. So when you look down, I think the bottom line number is the same that we've sort of been working from. Go down to the bottom of the sheet here. Is right, the total additional funds is $79,881 from what we actually spent. So it's only $7,000 more than what we got approved last year. So, you know, those are the two different numbers that we're comparing it to.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And one of the things I did is if you look at that spreadsheet down in the bottom, there's another box there that's below the grant detail. And one thing Paula mentioned, I said, well, let me try and do that, is say, okay, how did we arrive at this incremental budget number? You know, where is it? But there were so many, you know, pluses and minuses. You can't itemize everything or else you're back at that entire sheet. What we've actually spent so far is $487,720. And then I figured there's probably another $5,000 in bills trickling in over the rest of January that will be posted back to 2020. So that was just a guess. So we'll actually end up spending $492,720. And then our proposed budget of $567,600 leaves an increase of $74,880. So if you look at the budget, it says $79,880. That's because that $5,000 is not allocated in the above budget because we don't know what line items it would potentially go to, that $5,000 that will probably have in additional bills before the close of our books. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that increase of $74,880, that number I believe will include some now dedicated payments such as to the Reinhardt project and the interest on the bond and things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, right below it, right. So the increase is $74,880. So I took the largest line items. The first thing is the new loans. So we've got the Reinhardt loan and the truck loan, but we dropped off the Jungfrau loan. So that's the net difference, not just the new loans, but the net increase in loan obligations is
$25,000. I'm sorry, and which one did we drop off? Which one was dropped off?
The Jungfrau.
Okay. Okay.
So those payments are that loan is completed. And so the net new loan obligation is $25,000. And then the other large line item increase is going to be on the health insurance of $11,300.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's some engineering, $5,000, gravel, $5,000, and then buildings and grounds. We added $5,500 over what we actually spent in anticipation of the heating systems.
Right.
So I just kind of bullet pointed those, what was it, 1, 2, 3, 5 things that were justification, if you will, for why the budget's higher than what we actually spent in 2020.
Yeah. And that's what people are going to
ask. So that's about 51,000.
Right.
And so there's still 26,000 that we haven't explained yet. Okay.
Right. But when you explain one thing, you say, okay, well, that went up by 2,000, and then, no, well, this thing went down by 2,000. Well, that went up by 500. Right. Well, this other line went down by 6. So those were the highlights, if you will.
Okay.
We also got an increase in the retirement contribution as well.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I'm going through a few lines here. So salary, we bumped up administration because we haven't had somebody full-time. So that's the difference there, right? Versus what we budgeted, but versus what we spent. Yeah, we've actually been down all year. Okay. I'm just looking at sort of the bigger numbers.
Yeah. But don't forget, we did have Kristen the beginning of the year for what, January, February, and March.
Yeah, no, I know. Right.
And then we did have Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
So we did have some, you know, part-time help in there.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, of course,
And
okay, the audit, the audit, I wouldn't put that in that line item, but it's going to cost more for the audit next year. And, you know, but we still were able to come in lower than potential because we did a bid, you know.
Yeah. Right. So we're looking at an increase of 1,700 over last year.
Yeah. All right. So most of this admin is basically the audit and the salaries.
Yeah.
I'm just going line by line, section by section to sort of understand, you know, where it makes the most sense. Legal, we're high this year. We've had some
very high.
And that's because of some potential. We need to be able to explain that in some way. I mean, what do we want to say? You know, what is the reason for that? You know, people are going to ask, why was so much money spent on legal this year? What's the response?
Legal on the operation side, it was at the beginning of the year, there was still an awful lot of unresolved issues with Nancy, with her health insurance and the COBRA, and so there was still some residual legal expenses from that situation. There was, I'm trying to think what else. I know there was a lot of back and forth with the Adam and situation and the 91A requests.
Right. We need to be able to talk about what that was. I mean, in some way, we can't just say the Adam situation. Like, to me, my suggestion, here's one idea, would be to say, or one way to talk about it would be to say that, you know, there was a lot of concern about former commissioner, about a project that had to do with his home, and there were people in the district who were really pushing us to, you know, try to get
take action
and get compensation for that. And so we had to do a lot of consultation with our attorney, and there was a lot of back and forth with him and his attorney. I mean, that's the truth. You know, I don't think we're, I mean, and, you know.
All over $1,000, so.
Well, I mean, that was a lot of money. So
I know. We spent a lot of money there. I know.
So I think, you know, but I think we need to be able to say that. You know, and I don't think, I don't know.
I think
I don't know what you think, Jay,
and maybe we should, you know, get a list of the any bill from them that was over $200 and just figure out what it was in reference to.
Yeah.
So you can say, well, $2,500 was this, $3,000 was this, and the other was miscellaneous consultations.
Right.
You know, so if it's worth it to get that breakdown.
Right.
I mean, what do you think, Jay? Or do you just think that we're going to spend, you know, we're budgeting less than what we spent, so they're happy with that, that we're not spending more than we spent this year?
No, I think there'll be a couple of people that will focus in on certain things. So it'd be good to have the answers to that. And, of course, Donna's going to have to pull that out of QuickBooks as to what those amounts were. You know, if we do anything over $200 to be able to explain what that was spent on legally. But I did want to point out, I know we were at the bottom of the spreadsheet earlier looking at anticipated costs for this year, but I also wanted to bring to the attention of everybody that under the warrant articles, we've actually underspent the appropriated warrant articles by almost $70,000, actually over $70,000 if you include the $5,000 Idlewise Drive pavement, which was not listed here. So I got $69,745, which was underspent on our warrant articles. And if you add the $5,000 that we carried over into next year, then we're up around $74,000. So that's a really good number, too.
Okay.
I don't see where that's not on Kathy's spreadsheet, though.
Right. So I just took it from what we spent. So we haven't, but we do anticipate spending the $5,000 in 2021, correct?
Right. But in 2020, we
did encumber.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not, because these things, the difference in the truck, for instance, that money's going back to the bank, the difference. And then when you look at the three electrical projects, that money will go back that money, we just aren't borrowing it. So it wasn't as if it's going back to the unassigned fund, because that was based on the loan. So the difference
right.
between what we spent and that, we're just not taking that and we're not increasing our debt.
Right.
So I'm sorry. I'm trying to make notes here for the minute.
I'm sorry.
I'm
okay.
trying to understand. So some, we're kind of skipping ahead from the operating.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Okay.
Summit Electrical and DPWI Electrical
and
Jatoro Pump House, all of that money saved, which is 17 plus 40, which is 57 plus 5 is 62, right?
Yeah.
You're saying that money was, we're just not going to borrow it. So that it's,
correct.
It's
that
not
was
going
all
to
based
the unassigned fund
loan.
Balance. It's not going to go to the unassigned fund balance. It's actually just, it's money that didn't, we didn't raise it is what you're saying, because it was all from a
right.
loan. But,
right.
Aren't we somehow calculating in somewhere in the budget loan payments, or does
right.
that lower
yes.
the loan
yes.
payments? Okay.
Yes. So the warrant articles that came in under budget, but it's not that we saved the district. It's not that the difference was money now that can be put to the unassigned fund. It's just that it was money that we didn't have to borrow because the loan was a line of credit. So we were taking from that line of credit as needed.
Okay. But don't we always raise things through taxation and then we borrow them?
Yep.
Or we borrow
yep.
the money to make the first payment, but beyond that, we don't raise the money that first year. Right?
Correct.
So it's not like we raised the money for all of this through taxation. We only raised some of it through taxation, and that was spent. And that.
Yeah.
But you're
and
saying
was,
we're not going to borrow. Okay.
Was that three years
right?
of interest only? Yes.
Yeah.
Right. That's correct. But like the tight tank, we raised the entire 17,153. And one of the things I'd asked Donna to do is take $500 out of the warrant article and just repost that to buildings and grounds. So we can't overspend the warrant article. If we overspend it, the
which
difference
one
has
was
to
that?
Come out of
I'm sorry,
our operating tight tank.
Which one was that?
The first one.
Okay. So we had 500 over. So we took the 500 out of operating.
We need.
Right.
I don't know if that journal entry has been made yet.
Okay. So let me just go through. So the first one we
okay.
went over a little. It'll pay it out of operating. The next three, if you
yes.
add them together, we're 61,000 roughly less. And that will be less borrowing, so it doesn't really affect
correct.
Either the budget, okay, or taxation. Okay, the new
correct.
Truck is $7,000. That goes back, same thing. It's a borrowing issue to the bank, right?
But we borrowed the whole, borrowed the whole $108,000.
Okay.
So we're going to actually physically going to pay back $7,000 against the principal.
Okay, and then the Bergdorf culvert, didn't we put that into next year? What do you call that?
We encumbered that.
We encumbered that. Right. Okay.
Yep.
Didn't
okay.
we encumber
and we
something?
Put,
and then why isn't Idlewife?
Because we didn't
did
spend.
You,
you know why? No. I was just looking at what we spent, and because on the
okay.
profit loss there was zero expenditure, I didn't do it. EIDE.
Okay.
So
that's
Idlewife.
Zero. So that's $5,000 was encumbered.
Saving.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Idlewife Drive.
And I'll put $5,000.
Idlewife Drive
zero.
Appropriated
okay.
$5,000, spent zero. Okay.
Yep.
Are there
okay.
any
yep.
others that
okay.
we didn't do that we encumbered? I can't remember now.
No, the other ones were turned down.
Okay. That's all pretty, you know, just good news. I don't think there's any bad news there, really, you know.
No.
Right.
And then on the Reinhardt tank, the voters approved the $860,400.
Right.
We've spent $1,021,011.
Right.
But when you subtract what we were getting from the state, we've only spent out of district money $759,596. So we have not overspent
right.
the $860,400. Okay.
Okay. And last week, since we're on this topic, Dinah had suggested that we have a more detailed accounting of that project. Do you guys agree with that? Do we agree with that?
Yeah, I think we have to have something, being the size of the project, at least that we have our thumb on it.
Okay. I can do that. You know, I'm not going to detail every single bill, but I can, you know, basically take that total budget for the project, what was $1,249,500, and then say, you know, that's what we budgeted for, and subtract the Entank, subtract what we've paid to Dawson so far, and subtract what we paid to Jones and Beach so far, subtract, and then I can itemize some of the other items that came out of the contingency fund and just show them the lump sums what got paid.
I have a
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Just do it on a PowerPoint slide, kind of.
Yep, I can add that.
Okay, thanks. That would be great. I mean, I think it's worthwhile.
Yeah. And, you know, we can basically put a slide together for that, and if anybody has questions, we don't have to go in and explain it, but if somebody has a question, at least the numbers will be up there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
All right. So do you want to go back to the top of the budget, okay. The operating budget?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sorry, we got a little sidetracked here. Okay.
All right.
So under administration, so it looks like, you know, I know we have certainly some other issues to deal with under admin salary, but basically from at this point, you're comfortable with the numbers that we have there.
Yeah.
I am.
My question is, though, and I believe this to be probably more problematic than anything, but I have a feeling that these 91A requests are just going to continue to come in, and there's unfortunately nothing we can do about it, even if it's considered to be burdensome or abusive. So how do we fund this if this is going to detract from our administrative time and to hire somebody else to try to capture some of these 91A requests?
Well, I think it'd be hard to justify something that we think might happen. We don't know that it's going to happen.
I agree.
You know, there's a lot of things. Well, what if? But we, you know, that's something I don't think that the voters would agree to be funding something that 50-50, it might not even happen.
Right. But if how do we handle
it? What if it doesn't and you've hired this person? Then what are you going to do? And
I'm just saying let's have the money there in case it requires overtime or whatever it may be. I mean, we're seeing now. We only have
We have one request with 38 things. If those 38 things had come in one a week over the course of the year, like we don't get that many. I mean, so far we really get the stuff from three people, right? The 91As, two people even. They're from Adam and they're from David Maudsley for the most part, and we know what those are. It's not like it's an inordinate amount of 91As that the community is putting in constantly. I tend to agree with Kathy on this one because I think it hasn't. I don't think it's been that awful this year. I think it's the idea that it was one request that came in at one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we've had to spread it out over a long period of time, and we've been short staffed. The question is, if we're better staffed, we have to sort of assume that we have the money there to have either a full-time or two part-time administrators. And then that person can handle the average number of requests.
Yeah.
And my guess is if you added up the requests this year and you looked at prior years, it's probably not that much higher in terms of total requests. And I mean, I'm understanding that Adam's request is 38 separate requests. Even if you add
some of them were you know everything relating to so that's versus an individual document.
Yeah, I mean it can be a lot. I understand that. I guess I just don't understand. I wouldn't as a citizen give you the money for that. I'd rather you. I don't know.
Well, there is
the
money. I mean,
the thing you have to think about, guys, is the way you have to look at this too. Is the idea of emergency that you run out of money at the end of the year. I mean, if you go over budget, you have the right to go into the unassigned fund balance and you can schedule a hearing and you can whatever, right? So if something comes up that is unexpected, you have the right under the law to go for, you can't go over budget without permission, but you can go over budget with permission if something justifies it. And so that's how I think... You know, rather than trying to budget for everything that could happen. And then in the end, you're just throwing that money into the unassigned fund balance. I mean, or you spend it on something else, which is not really what the voters gave it to you for.
Yeah, Kathy had pointed out there'll be one item on that list of 38, but that will be 100 different documents.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's kind of an unusual thing. I think, you know, mm-hmm. when David Mosley and even Mark are looking for things, they're very current things. They're looking for minutes. They're looking for manifests. So that their requests are certainly much easier to fulfill since it's all current documents. I think this one from Adam is just an anomaly in a sense.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else has asked us to go back and look at, you know, I want everything that has to do with the loons from, you know, 1979. So we don't, that's not the type of thing we're trying to fulfill normally.
Wait a minute. Simply Water.
All right. I guess we just have to be ready for it. And I was actually going to ask Donna. I know she's probably on the phone with someone else, but I was going to ask Donna how many hours to date she spent on 95. I know we were asking you to keep track of that.
Well, I think that the bigger issue is, you know, we need to discuss her request to go full time and how we haven't had a discussion around that, which is going to change our budget if we do that, I'm assuming, because of healthcare and whatnot.
Substantially.
Yeah.
But we should talk about that because that's the other option and on the table, and we should, you know, decide if we're going to do that or not. And but you know, I think, I have a hard time budgeting for something that's happened once. We don't know it'll ever happen again. If it had happened 2 years in a row, Jay, I'd be like, okay, it seems to be a trend. But there hasn't been any trend established yet. Like, it's just one thing that happened.
Yeah, and policy point too. Like, you know, we had a massive grader repair, so we can't budget for that massive grader repair in the following year because it happened last year. Doesn't mean we need to budget for it this year.
Right.
I mean, it's just
I understand, but I just wanted to be sure that we have a way of addressing the 91A requests, even if it does force us over budget.
Mm-hmm.
If it does, then you can go to the people and say, hey. You know, the problem is too is budgeting for someone. Who are you going to hire to do that? The only person who can fill these requests is the people that work in the office that know where everything is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what else are you going to do? I mean, they're going to be doing. Are you saying hire somebody else to answer the phones for a day, a couple days while they work on them? I mean, I don't. It's just a tough thing to sort of fill in. I think you just sort of got to do it. And I think you have to handle it appropriately through, you know, the way you can say, you know, we can't get to this and. We're within our rights to say it's going to take us 3 months. It's a huge request. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So.
Yeah. All right. I'll stick with that.
I don't know. I think that, like, I mean, I think it's fair to say that. And
Under that category, and again, if we need to spend a little more on salary, we end up spending a little less on, you know, equipment. So. So we spent. 39,230 last year, and we're asking for a $7,500 increase. So there is some additional funds that would be available if we had the same number of hours in 2021 that we did in 2020. So we did, like, again, we've got Catherine's hours in there, we've got Lynn's hours in there, and we have Kristen's hours in there. So we did have more than just Donna's hours in there. So there are other hours that are in the budget from 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. So whether those people return or not, you know, we that's something we've got to figure out what to do. But I think for going forward, I don't think that an increase of $7,500 over what we actually spent in 2020 is out of reason.
So you're talking about the salary of the administration, and you're saying there's an increase?
No, the category, that whole group of line items.
Here's my question to you guys. We pay these guys $17 an hour, right? Something wrong. And we pay, how many hours a week do we employ people? 32 hours? It's not 40, right? Because we're not
20.
Open on Fridays? What?
Yeah, 20 per person.
Is it 20 per person? We're only open 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So 40 hours a week times 52 weeks is $35,360.
Yep.
But we don't have enough in the budget.
Well, you figure most people don't work 52 hours. They'll take a week or two vacation. So I don't think we figured that it would be every single
40 times. But 17 times
40. Yeah, what happened last year is that I think we were going to have Lynn at 15 hours.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we were going to have Lynn at 15 hours, and what ended up happening was because we had so many lapses in that second person in the office, we had extra money. That's why we gave Lynn the extra hours towards the end there.
Okay, so what's the plan? What do we need for next year? We have $17 an hour. How many hours a week do we need of an administrator a week? That's what we have to decide. I mean,
yeah. Well, we can go into non-public to discuss Donna's letter.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that then after this, because I think we should come back. Because if that's supposed to include Catherine, too, I actually don't think there's enough money in there.
Right. The other thing I forgot to mention is that the data for dollars, dollars for data, starts at 10 o'clock, that webinar that I joined. So I'll be jumping off the call at just prior to 10 to join the go-to meeting.
Okay. So anyway, well, that leaves us, we only have half an hour to go through this.
Yeah, and what I wanted to do is really jump down to, we want to do non-public too. I wanted to jump down to the other big one, which was the legal expense. And under the operating budget, we were $2,558 over. And my question is, do we want to up that amount? Do we anticipate any additional legal actions with the district this year?
No, I don't think so. Again, I think the 91A request and that legal action were tied together, and that it was, I think, an inordinate amount of money we spent on legal with that
$9,000. Okay.
So I think I'm comfortable with leaving it at $6,450.
All right. And then the other one that we talked a little bit about last week with Kelly in the room. Full-time staff on the highway and streets.
Yep.
And we increased that salary for the two guys by $1,000 for the year, which if you were to divide it equally would be a $500 salary increase per person, much less than 1% increase. Are we happy with that?
No. That probably needs to go up. That's a known issue that we need to address.
Right. And I had in my my budget that I put together last year, I had $105,000 I pushed it up to, which I believe is 3.2% salary increase average per employee.
Okay. Right. Because Jeff doesn't have until, August, so he's a half year. Kelly's is kind of the full year since January. So, and then Jeff's raise happens mid-year.
Right.
Okay, so if we change that, then I'll go back and then what that impacts is Social Security, unemployment, New Hampshire retirement. So all those so those things I can go back and increase them proportionately.
Okay.
Well, 105, Jay, 105 is more than 3%.
So that's that's 7,000. Basically,
you want to 7%. You're increasing it 7%. If you go from 98 to 105, the 7% increase.
Okay.
The question is, what are we budgeting for? I mean, you budget typically for what is the current going rate. I mean, to me, that's 3%. If at a certain point you decide why you want to give more, then you have to find a different line item to take that out of. You guys went through this last year. I remember you were like, well, we're going to put in 10 or just because, or 7 just in case. No. It's like, it's not how you budget. I mean, you budget according to what you think.
Okay.
Now, if we want to have that conversation about him as well before the meeting and put in what we think we're going to give him, but we haven't had that conversation yet. So that's where I'm sort of struggling with this.
Yeah. And there might be, and this budget line item, I don't know if the last pay period that they worked in December that was paid in January, if that's gotten reflected back into that 97,799 number yet. I don't know, because that's done through the payroll, and I don't know if that has to be.
But the overtime comes out of a separate line, right? So
the overtime is separate. Yeah, the overtime is separate.
Their salary should be really easy to calculate. We know how much they make per hour.
Yep.
We know how many hours we're paying them for a week, and we're paying them for vacation, right? So they're paid for 52 weeks a year. That's easy to calculate, isn't it? I mean, I'll be happy to go back and recalculate that. I mean,
the only difference is that Jeff gets paid mid-year. Jeff was making less money the first 8 months of the year, and then the other 4 months of the year, he's when his increase kicked in. So it's not
okay,
not
but we know how much he's
going to
be making, and then we can calculate an increase for him for four months.
Yep.
I can calculate that. I'll recalculate that number and come back to you guys on Thursday with that.
Okay. Yeah, just send it to Jay and I, and I'll just update the spreadsheet.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you said, and then for we should have a discussion about what kind of increase we want to give Kelly since his is due very soon, since that will kick in for the whole year, pretty much, or most of the year. So then we'll be able to let it sit. I mean, then it will be set. You know, now say you get to August and you say, we budgeted for an X percent raise for Jeff, but we think he's doing an exceptional job. Do we have enough money in the budget to give him more? And if we do, then we've got to figure out where that would come from. And if we don't, but that's how you sort of justify it to me. And if you don't, then you start to talk about bonus and other things maybe, but I don't know.
All right, that's really the only things that I thought needed some more attention. Does anybody else have anything that they thought might need to be adjusted?
I just had a question. So healthcare obviously went up because of we added the family plan, but that was $5,000 extra. Was the healthcare increase this much? I don't remember. I mean, I know you calculated it, so I assume it's correct.
The healthcare was $500 per month, so it's $6,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and it went up, the whole plan went up as well, which is if everybody had stayed the same, you still would be paying more because of the premium increase this year. And I forget what it was. Was it 3.8%, 4%, something like that?
Just a second.
I know there was a plan increase to the premiums. We got that email back in, I think, October.
The only number I think will get questioned, to tell you the truth, I do still think the salt number is high because he just bought a bunch of salt. So you're sitting in January 15th on a lot of salt already. So maybe all of a sudden we're going to have 10 storms in the next 2 months. But, you know, you do tend to look at weather trends and where things are going. Right now we're having a pretty mild winter. That may change.
Yes.
I understand that. But right now it's pretty mild. But you're sitting on a big supply right now that you paid for last year, and you're already midway through January. And then you're going to maybe need stuff for November and December. And to have, it just seems very high to me to have such an increase over what was spent last year. Now, I assume this 12,269, it has the one we just paid last week in it.
It does.
We just paid
yes.
Okay.
Yes, because it was 8,000. Now it's
I'm wondering whether that salt number is too high. Now the only thing you can do is say, well, at the end of the year, if we have extra money, we'll buy for the following year and we'll lower it the following year. But you know, that one I wonder about anyway. I'm just looking through the road stuff, like what's higher than what was actually spent. Dust control. Did we budget getting money back anywhere? So, like, if we budgeted all this money for dust control, but we got some of this money. Oh, never mind. I was looking at the wrong one. I was looking at the engineer.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
Well, the dust, and we're over on the dust control, and then at the very bottom of the spreadsheet, there's a little box down there that
we got
$1,875 of that back from Rockhouse Mountain.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're still a little high, though.
Keep in mind, it was a very dry year. So we did good with the dust control.
Yeah, I think Kelly did some stuff up at Reinhardt, too.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Up there.
Okay. All right, so I will recalculate the I'll just look at the salaries one more time to make sure we have the right number. And we're going to go into non-public, but it'll maybe affect the other salary.
So let me ask you this. So we the budget that we need to post something, and maybe it's a little premature, but we need to get something on the website, I'm hoping, by Friday. And that way the people will have a week to look. Well, the budget hearing's Wednesday, so they'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to have access to it. which I don't know if the prior boards did that. I don't know if they posted anything prior to the actual budget hearing or not, or if the budget hearing was sort of the unveiling of the proposed budget and warrant articles.
That's what it's been in the past decade, but prior to that, everyone got a mailing before they went to the budget hearing with the actual numbers on it.
Okay.
I think it's good to post it ahead. I think it makes sense.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree. Because I think people give them time to digest it. And so if by Friday we can do that. Now, do we want to do this as two separate budgets, you know, separate the water from the operations, or try to keep it all on one spreadsheet?
Keep it all on one. That's the way everybody's used to it.
Okay. And so do we need to go through and the water budget, we're going down. So I don't know if it's as critical to, because people, you know what's funny? We get so few questions on the water budget.
Right.
There's so few line items.
You know, we budgeted 170. We actually spent 156. We're asking for 162. So it's funny that doesn't, people aren't as concerned about the water budget as long as it's sort of the same as the previous year. A lot of it we don't have any control over. So that's just sort of assuming whatever the electrical is, it is. We can't change any of those expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All right.
Well, you're adding the new water tank loan. So you're actually taking on 12,000 more, which we looks like I'm looking through here to see if you've reduced. Why is it under the water budget then?
The new tank?
This is the water tank loan. This is the water, not the Rhinox. This is the water tank loan. Is this the one from the year before, Kathy?
Yes. That's the one that we borrowed as needed, yes. And that was
clean
voted to be paid for out of the water budget. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was nothing
in the
Rhinox
tank.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there was, because that was, we paid, let me see. What was our actual expense? Let me go back to the top, expended. That's column H. Right, there was no principal, but it was interest only. So if you go down to the next line, we paid 5089 because it was interest only for the first 2 years.
How come in 2020, I'm jumping ahead. Okay. In 2020, we budgeted for Social Security and workers' comp under the water budget, but we didn't spend it. You put everything went into admin. Is that sort of just a way of changing?
No, because it was when Nancy was full time.
Never mind.
Some of her costs, and we probably look at that again. We kind of should have taken some of Donna's costs and put it toward the water, and we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We took her salary and her bonuses. Oh, you know why? I know why. Let me look at that again. I know I saw that too. I'm like, well, I don't know why we're budgeting for that.
All right. If this wraps up the budget discussion for today, we can finalize it on Thursday and get something out onto the website by Friday. But with what little time I have, I want to at least jump over to non-public to discuss Donna's offer.
Okay.
All right. So in public session, I will make the motion to go to non-public under 91A colon, I believe it is C. B is for hiring and C is for, I believe, compensation.
Well, it's reputation. One's hiring and one's reputation. So it would be
C
under hiring.
Reputation. Yeah, C is reputation.
Hiring would be
B. Reputation. It has nothing to do with reputation.
Yeah,
no,
it has to do with
A is employee review, B is hiring, and C is reputation.
I think it's B. It's B. It's about changing hiring status.
Okay. All right,
that's
then B is
hiring issue. Okay.
All right. Okay, I say aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. Paula, could you do your magic again with your conference call?
Sure. Are you going outside or something?
Pardon?
Okay.
Nobody's
on. Are you at the office?
Yeah, nobody's on the call.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
I can just drop the recording.
No, I'll call these guys back. That's all right.
All right.
Do we want Donna in this meeting? I'm sorry. No, I don't. I'm sorry. Is Donna supposed to be in this meeting or not?
No, I think we got her offer, so let's talk about it in non-public.
Okay.
And have Paula call us. That way, she's not, we're not distracting her in the background.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
I'm hanging up then.